Chapter 3. Where is Mr. E? The next afternoon, the worried girls went straight to Aunt Miranda's house and knocked on the door. Did Mr. E come home? Asked Kendall. Yes and no, said Aunt Miranda. I left food and water outside last night, and this morning they're gone. So I'm pretty sure that Mr. E came and ate and drank them. It could have been a raccoon, said Willa. There were paw prints in snow, said Miranda. And I think that they were a dog's. But then, why didn't Mr. E stay at your house and bark to be let in? Asked Kendall. I don't know, asked Camille. I don't know, said Aunt Miranda, shaking her head. What if Mr. E has found a way out of the garden? Asked Emerson. Maybe Mr. E went back to Shu Ping's house. I went over to Shu Ping's house today, said Aunt Miranda. It's closed up, but I looked all around the outside and did not find Mr. E. There were no paw prints either. Oh, I hate to think of Mr. E sleeping outside in the cold, said Ashton, shivering in sympathy. Well, just in case Mr. E left the garden, we'll make missing dog signs to put up all around the neighborhood, said Kendall. That will be good, said Aunt Miranda. I've already emailed my neighbors, alerted the police, and called all the animal shelters in town. If anyone finds Mr. E, we'll know soon. Meanwhile, we'll search the whole garden today, said Willa. But the girls didn't find Mr. E in the garden, and no one called Aunt Miranda to say that they found Mr. E that day, or the next day, or the day after that. Still, the dog food that Aunt Miranda left out disappeared every night, and there were fresh paw prints in the snow by the bowls every morning. So the girls and Aunt Miranda were almost certain that Mr. E was in the garden at least some of the time. On the fourth day, as they had every day, the Dunfermline girls searched the garden high and low, from one end to the other. It was tough. Their feet slipped on the snowy ground. Sometimes they fell and snow got in their Wellington boots and melted. Snow stuck in clumps on their mittens, plopped off branches onto their heads, and trickled icily down their necks. They shouted and hooted and hollered for Mr. E until their throats were sore. They found a few paw prints here and there, but the wind blew the wispy, whiskery snow all around so that any tracks Mr. E might have left were covered. No matter how hard they tried, The girls could not find the dog in the garden. Mr. E! You're Mr. E! Mr. E, where are you? I just don't understand why we can't find Mr. E, said Ashlyn, stamping and stopping to get the snow off her boots. We know he has to be in the garden somewhere. Yes, said Camille, because the gate is always closed. There's no way out. We know that he comes to the garden when he's hungry, said Kendall, because the food and water that Aunt Miranda leaves out disappears every night. A raccoon could be eating it. Lola pointed out again. Aunt Miranda thinks that the paws around the bowls are a dog's, said Camille. But if Mr. E is in the garden, why doesn't he come when we call? Asked Ashlyn. Maybe he can't hear us, said Kendall, or maybe he's hurt and can't come, or said Willa in a small, sad voice, or maybe he just doesn't want to be found, said Emerson. Why not? Wailed the other girls. Don't ask me, Emerson shrugged. It's a mystery. The next day, there was a new mystery. Look at this mess, wailed Kendall. Some animal got into the playhouse and ate a bunch of the popcorn. Maybe it was Mr. E, said Camille. Or maybe it's the raccoon that might be eating the dog food and Miranda leaves out, said Willa. Do raccoons steal costumes? Asked Emerson. Because one of the costumes is missing. Gosh, said Ashlyn. It seems like there's a thief in the garden. No, don't say that, cried the girls. Well, there may not be a thief, said Kendall, but there's definitely a mystery in the garden. Yes, said Camille. It's a mystery called why are things disappearing? The girls went to work cleaning up the playhouse. It was a warm and sunny day. So Willa opened the door to sweep popcorn crumbs outside for the animals to eat. Plip, look, said Willa, the snow is melting, just as we wished for. All the girls crowded in the doorway to look. The sun shone hot and strong in the bright blue sky. It turned the drops of dripping snow into prisms, and it melted the glittery snow into slush. The snow, the ice is going away at last, said Emerson. She sang to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. With a drip, drip here and a drip, drip there, here, drip there, drip everywhere, drip, drip. We should celebrate, said Ashlyn. You love parties. Celebrate, said Kendall. I don't really think any of us is in a party mood. She listened to reasons on her fingers. Mr. E is gone, the popcorn for the animals is gone, a costume is gone, and soon the snow will be gone, which means that time is passing and Xu Ping will be coming back from China. The girls were quiet. Then Camille said aloud what they were all thinking with sinking hearts. Pretty soon, Aunt Miranda will have to let Xu Ping know that Mr. E is gone. No, 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 said Ashton. Mr. E is only lost. We just haven't found him yet. we shouldn't give up and say that he's gone. Ashton's right, said Emerson. Giving up would just make Miranda and all of us feel worse. Willa put on her coat and hat. We can't do anything about Shu Ping returning soon, she said briskly, but we can do something to make Miranda and ourselves feel better. We can find Mr. E, explained the girls. He's got to be in the garden, said Kendall. It's up to us to find him.